good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 37 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as usual, is Magic.
Hi there, Kern. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I'm actually a little excited. Episode 37, you said?
37.
That's one of my roommate's very favorite numbers, with reference to a wonderful movie you may have heard of called Clerks.
Yes, I've seen Clerks, but I don't know what the...
I can't go into the details. All I'll say is 37 in a row, and we'll leave it at that.
Wow, now I need to go see Clerks again.
Yep.
Huh. Okay, so
episode 37,
which is apparently a monumental thing. Our guest this evening is a raider from Choice of Skywall. He plays a combat rogue. His name is Mylana. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm laughing over the 37 comment.
Yes. Oh,
so he got the reference, and I'm just lame.
You're just someone who doesn't know why 37 is so funny.
Do you know when I last saw Clerks? Like, really? Like, it must have been at least 10 years ago.
I would not have guessed that. Can we guess an age at that point, then?
I was in my mid-20s 10 years ago.
Fine. That's taking all the fun out of it, of making fun of you.
Yes, I'm old, so there. Well, yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Get on with the show! And I guess getting on with the show would encompass moving into our next segment. Anything exciting for you?
Yes. I logged on to Skywall. I guess it was Friday
Skywall.
Night. I logged into Baby Pally on Skywall.
Exciting.
On like Friday night, and I promptly got whispers from various guildies over there saying, "Madrana, do you want to go kill the Lich King?" And I'm like, no.
I'm sure you haven't done that enough or had him kill you.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're like, come on, we really need, you know, one more person for the, been waiting a long time for this achievement on 10 Man. And I'm like, that's my like least favorite achieve ever in ICC. Like, even All You Can Eat is a better one, or Neck Deep in Vile is a better one. And then I just took pity on them. So I
went... Oh, that was so kind of you. Such a caring soul.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Fine.
So,
that's pretty much what it was, huh?
And
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the motivation was not necessarily to help the guild, but it's because I've been looking at Baby Pally Madrana's titles, and I was like, Flame Warden and the Patient. That's really sad. I need to do something about that. And so now... Now I am Madrana, the Kingslayer.
Wow. Kingslayer title. Half off.
You're an ass.
Yep.
So I did that, and we had a good time, a good couple of attempts there. It took us a little bit to remember how the plague spread and all that, and how to basically make it stack to 30. We got it, and I think it's stacked to like 32 or 33 before we're like, okay, kill him. And it was so sad to kill the Lich King so quickly. Like, I think it was 7 or 8 manned it, and he was dead so fast.
Aww. Yeah. That's almost depressing.
It was.
No, I did kill him on 10s and 25s. That's right.
The funny thing, though, is that that's the first time I've killed the Lich King on my new computer.
Oh, really? Could you actually see half the abilities that are happening during the encounter?
Yes, I could. And
oh, my
not
goodness.
Only that, but, like, it's so pretty. Which is exactly what my brother said the first time that he killed the Lich King on his new computer. He's like, oh, my God, it's so pretty. And he, like, fell off of the cliff when the ledge collapsed.
Nice. It's a whole new game when you start playing with a better computer, or especially taking a step up from like where you were.
Oh god,
which was playing on like a rock.
An abacus, thank you.
Yes.
So that was kind of fun to see, you know, the snow, and to see what I guess Defile is supposed to look like. and the like. So that was really well done. I really enjoyed seeing the fight, like really seeing it, because God knows I didn't have to heal anything. That was like hilarious. They basically just wanted me for my dispel.
Well, that works.
Yeah. So that's what I did on like Friday. And then I don't know why. I don't know what possessed me. I'm still not sure why. I decided I would have my off-spec on Skywall be Prot.
Really?
Really.
What happened
Lude
to the...
saw my tweets.
Weren't you Rhett off-spec?
Yeah, technically. But I didn't like use it. Like my proc gear was like 10 times better than my rec gear, which is craptastic. But like I tweeted a bit about it on, I guess it was Friday or Saturday, and Lude is like, okay, no. How many times do I have to tell you no?
Nice.
So I did a lot of dungeons. I did some regular dungeons as Prot, and then I did some heroic dungeons as Prot. I have not done a troll dungeon yet as Prot. And I probably won't, because I don't know the instances well enough. I mean, I know ZG well enough, but I don't know ZA at all. So that was interesting. And I got sort of back into the tanking swing of things. I need to stop hitting Shield of the Righteous with just one Holy Power, though. I am so bad at that.
Oh, yeah?
I am terrible at that. It's like, oh, look, I can hit that. Hit.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, but... That said, I survived a few pulls in Heroic Shadowfang Keep, where my healer, and I use that with air quotes, my healer was a Resto Druid who wore a bunch of cloth and a bunch of PvP gear. PvP cloth gear as well. So I'm just like, why are you wearing cloth? He's like, well, I think you should worry more about your tanking than my gear. And I'm like, oh, really? So
wonderful.
Like, we get through, we get to Commander Springvale. And I'm like, there's no way that this guy is going to be able to keep me up through this boss, like, at all. So before I say anything in party about potentially skipping it, the healer's like, let's skip. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And the others in the group are like, but why? And so I say, and this was mean of me to say, but I say, it's because he can't heal it.
Oh,
and the guy's nice. Like, question mark, question mark, question mark, WTF. And so I'm like, yeah, dude, you're wearing cloth, you're wearing PvP gear, you can't heal through that fight, and that's fine, I don't want to go through that fight with you, so let's just move on. And so I've already pulled the next bunch of mobs, and he doesn't leave,
oh.
He just lets me die. And he's like, that's why we wouldn't be able to beat that boss, it's because you are a stupid tank.
Wow. That's intelligence. Like, oh, I like it.
Excellent. Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for throwing me a single heal there, buddy. And he's like, no, I tried to heal you. I couldn't keep you up. You're just bad. And I'm like, I don't think so. He's like, well, then maybe next time you won't mouth off to the healer. I'm like, well, maybe next time my healer will actually know what the hell he's doing. And then I vote kicked him.
Successfully?
Yeah, yeah. The rest of the group was like, wow, he's terrible.
Nice. The magic of pugs.
Yeah, terrible, terrible things. So the replacement healer was actually from Eldritch Alice, from Shattered Soul Society. I don't remember their name,
really?
but he's like, just to let you know, I've only healed a couple of heroics, so I'm sorry if I suck. I'm like, there's no way you could be worse than the quote unquote healer we had that you just replaced.
Boom.
He's like, okay. So so he did a great job. He had never done the fights before in Heroic SFK as a healer, and he like did a great job. He kept me up. I was using my cooldowns as appropriate, and I didn't even have to use them all, and you know, he did a great job. So his skill is greater than no skill, I guess, is the moral to that story.
Yeah, yes, it generally is.
Oh man. So yeah, that was basically my week in WoW. How about yourself, Mylana?
Sorry, aside from, you know, the usual raiding stuff, I haven't really been on the game very much lately. Not WoW, that is. Aside from, say, last night when we pulled you in for ICC. But in terms of other stuff I've been doing, like, it's pretty much all over the board. So, let's see. The two games I've been playing the most recently are probably League of Legends and Minecraft.
Yes, I've been playing a lot of League of Legends recently as well.
Yeah, it's. I discovered the game like maybe, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that, and it's just. It's weird too because I was a big time Warcraft 3 player back when it was, you know, the thing, and I wasn't really so much for the regular game, for the regular, you know, RTS base versus base, army versus army type of gameplay. Because I knew that, you know, there'd be so many people who are just going to trounce all over me, which is what they do in StarCraft 2 also. So it's like, I don't want to do that. So I was drawn to the custom games, actually, a lot, and I found them tons of fun. And I really miss it, too. I almost wish they'd make a Warcraft 4 and just do the same thing all over again. But I don't think that's going to happen for a couple more years, at least, which it kind of makes me sad face.
Yeah.
But anyways, I remember back when I did the custom games, there'd be some days where it's like every game on the page that I'd load would be Dota, except maybe like two. And of course League of Legends and a bunch of other games like it, like say Heroes of New Earth and now Rise of the Immortals, and just so many spin-offs off of Dota now.
Yeah, complete clones.
Yeah, and it used to be that I'd actually hate Dota, mostly because it took up so much space in the custom game, you know, menu, and I wouldn't be able to find other stuff that I wanted to play. So I was just like, God, Dota. Always Dota. I hate Dota. And then suddenly I find League of Legends, and I start playing it. It's like, oh my God, this is so fun.
This is the best.
Yeah, it's so great. And, you know, I actually read up a little bit on the history of Dota and of, I guess, you know, the metagame, if you will. And I had read that pretty much the people who make League of Legends, Riot, they're basically like most, if not all, comprised of the people who actually started and you know, kept Dota up to date and alive and everything all throughout Warcraft 3's lifespan. And I thought that was, you know, pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I play a lot of that. I am enjoying the hell out of Dominion. It is such a nice, such a good, fast-paced, exciting break from the farm fest that is Summoner's Rift.
Yeah, it's a really interesting change, and it's funny because I know some people that, you know, I can sell it as Arathi Basin, and you know, it's similar, but at the same time, it's so much different because it's you know, it's so much more different than the normal game because there is almost no farming, and it's pretty much all consistent PvP, you know, fighting all the time, which, you know, it's, and the time-wise, it's not nearly as much of a time sink, where any normal game you're playing is at least, like, 40, if no one concedes at 20 minutes, it's, like, 20 minutes or 45 to an hour, and Dominion is usually, could be 15, but max is at, like, 20, 23, 25.
Yeah, although I have had some bad luck where it's, like, I don't know how it happens exactly, but sometimes I'll get Dominion games that are over 20 minutes. I think the longest one I've ever clocked was like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Mostly because it gets down to the wire, and then you just have people, you have like two bases on one side, two bases on the other side, and you have the one neutral base that just stays neutral for like another 3 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, and then in on the Minecraft side of things, I pretty much, I had gotten to the point where, even with all the updates, Minecraft sort of got kind of samey for me. It was just basically, get your diamond tools, get your diamond armor, and whatever, and then just, you know, take a long time to mine more diamonds, mine obsidian, go to the nether maybe every now and again, even though it's totally freaking empty.
Yeah.
And, so then I started looking towards modding, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I found, mostly because of YouTube and the Ogscast, I watch them now because they're actually pretty entertaining, and also I like how they go over different mods for Minecraft and how they really change the game up and make it almost something entirely different sometimes. And I downloaded a few of them and installed them, and it really does change your gameplay significantly, especially if you're at the point where, you know, you've already reached that, I guess, max level of stuff and you've got nothing else to do.
Right.
And specifically what I've been looking at, what I've been doing, playing with, is two mods called Buildcraft and Equivalent Exchange. Buildcraft lets you make like automatic factories and machines that can mine for you, make you know, take a recipe, make some stuff for you, throw it in the chest. Huh. You got the pipes, they will pipe things from one chest to another, or from a factory into a chest, and it's very nice for the lazy person, which I'm guilty. And Equivalent Exchange, what that will do is it puts an item in the game called the Philosopher's Stone, and through the powers of alchemy, you can take the Philosopher's Stone and say you have a ton of cobblestone lying around. I mean, if you spent any time digging in the ground, you have tons of cobblestone, and you have no idea what the hell to do with it. So here comes Equivalent Exchange and the Philosopher's Stone and alchemy, and you say, all right, let's take 8 of those cobblestones, turn them into a redstone block. Let's take 8 of those redstone blocks, turn them into a block of iron. Let's take 8 of those irons, turn them into gold. Take the gold, turn them into diamonds, and then you get the idea. It's just the whole thing lets you take just about anything you have and turn it into something else. You can take the lowest of the low and compress it all down to diamonds, and then there's even more on top of that, where the mod maker added a new tier of high-level stuff that takes, like, obscene amounts of diamonds to make, but it's worth it because you get items that let you do such cool things, such as you get a ring that makes you fly, you get an amulet that can make water, one that can make lava and let you walk on water or lava. You get this item that will take your glowstone or redstone or whatever kind of fuel you have and destroy tons and tons of blocks in front of you. So it's a lot of fun for destroying your world or doing really big, massive things.
Right. Huh. Interesting.
And what were the names of those mods again?
Oh, yes. The mods were Equivalent Exchange and Buildcraft, and both run using the Forge API of Minecraft. They're all mods. Literally you could type in Minecraft, Forge, Buildcraft, Equivalent Exchange, whatever, and you'll probably, the first result you'll come up with is the actual thread where they provide the mod and the instructions and all that.
Very cool. So we will put those links up on blastingandfrost.com in the show notes, because I know nothing about this sort of
you
thing.
You have no idea what just happened.
I'm sitting here, I'm like deaf, dumb, and blind right now. I'm just like, okay.
That's great.
Sure. But we'll link it on blastingandfrost.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. Yeah, and aside from that, I've just also, the one other thing I've been doing is I've had a DeviantArt account for like, I don't know, 4 years, but I've ignored it until like a couple weeks ago, and then suddenly it's like, hey, inspiration, and then I flood it with a bunch of stuff.
Cool. We'll have to link that as well.
So yeah, that was pretty much my week.
Ah. That, you know, it's funny, because my week sounds like a lot of League of Legends as well. I did play WoW, and I think I did, I have no idea if I did threes this week. That's awkward. I mean, I know I meant to, but I don't remember if I did. So
I'm going to guess not.
Yeah, I'm going to guess not as well. And then the other thing is, I don't know if I was going to play this evening after we record. I have no idea. But threes, if they haven't happened, still need to happen. And then, yeah, I've just been playing a lot of League of Legends this week with actually some new people and some old people from our last guild, or I'm sorry, 2 or 3 guilds ago, which is fun. And,
Faded Heroes.
Yes, from Faded Heroes. So, yeah, I don't know. I've been enjoying this a lot as well. But, yeah. I guess in a little bit more exciting news is that I'm just about a week and a raid away from the Legendary Staff.
Thank the good Lord.
Yes, it's almost done. That's good.
Thank God. I am so tired of staff crap. Like, right now, we have you collecting the smoldering essences. We have Mabrium, who is finished with the Seething Cinders.
So he's doing essences.
He will be doing essences when you're done.
He has.
Oh, yeah, he's got a couple.
He's got 11.
11. Then we have Sirius, who's collecting Seething Cinders. Then we have Tia, who is collecting her foci. Then we have Rainy, who is supposed to be collecting embers, but we've been like a little loose with the embers at this point. It's like, well, I'm not going to make sure that everyone's in, like, specifically if they're on the embers quest, like if it's going to be, you know, if there's a question of, you know, rotations for swaps and stuff like that. So, like, I think out of them, you've got Rainy, Darla, and Hitoku. All of them have various numbers of embers, but it should be Raimi next. So, good lord, there's a lot to do with the damn staff, and I'm tired of it.
True. Well, I'm almost done, and so Mabs will be doing his smoldering, and it wouldn't be too... I assume it won't be too long till Ceres is on the smoldering ashes as well.
Yeah, I actually PM'd him this weekend to find out where he's at. He's got 704... Seething Cinders. So,
yeah, so that's pretty close.
Yeah, like, he should clear this week and then be on the same phase as you and Mabs.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yar.
Pretty exciting. But yeah, outside of that, I've just been playing League of Legends. I bought the new dude, Xerath, and I've been trying to play him, which is awesome.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. I have him too.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun trying to learn him, and I have to apologize to Void, because while I've been starting, I started playing probably only, I'd say, a month ago or a month and a half ago, and I'm not the best ever. And so the problem is that I'm like level 19 or something, but he's 30. So when we play together, we get matched up against people that are like more towards his level than mine, and I'm not ruined until I hit level 20. So everyone has such a serious advantage going in, because I essentially don't have update, like, you know, any of the stats that they have, just because of the level that I am.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I heard there, Madge?
What's that?
I heard, wah, 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 I suck.
Yes, thank you. I'm trying to think, it's like going in and not being able to glyph until you're a certain level. And I could glyph, but imagine you had, like, you could only use your minor glyphs.
Okay.
Until you're a certain level. And then, after a point, then you could use, you know, major, or you could use all your glyphs. It's almost the exact same thing, because there's talents as well, and so you only get as many talents as you have levels, and since someone's level 30, they can, like, fill out their tree or do multiple trees, whereas I only have 20 points. I only have 19, so I can't even get to the last thing in any tree yet.
I guess the best way to make a comparison to this would be, imagine if you had a 5-man dungeon group for, let's say, Zul'Gurub, and you have to take along one person who is only level 75, let's say, assuming it was possible. They don't have all their talents in their talent tree yet, they can't get all their glyphs yet, they probably don't have all their spells yet. They're a competent player, and they could probably help out, it's just they don't have everything at their disposal.
So once again, it's that magic sucks.
Yeah, sure. We can go with that. Why not?
All right.
Too long. Didn't read. I suck. Let's move on.
And with that, we'll move away from League of Legends and back to WoW. Our hot fix this week, we don't have hot fixes. The last hot fixes were indeed the nerfs to Firelands.
Oh, man, that's so sad. Hot fixes, not forever.
There was a bit of news, though, and it's a bit controversial.
Controversial?
I know.
New
Blizzard?
Hats.
No.
Sorry.
I wish. That would be nice. They're going to introduce a new non-combat pet called the Guardian Cub.
Okay.
It's, the mount that you could get from the Blizzard store. It's going to be like a miniature version of that.
Okay.
However, it's going to be BOE.
Oh.
And so you can put it up on the AH, or you can give it away or whatever. And so when you buy it from the Blizzard store, you only get one of these items And it's BOE. So like instead of buying like the Pandaren Cub, which you then get on all of your tunes from that point forth until the day WoW dies, you're just getting like the one cub. And yeah, it's causing a bit of an uproar. I frankly couldn't give a crap because it's the ugliest mini pet I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, but they figure if you put big eyes on it, then it's cute.
No, but it's so not cute.
Doesn't really work that well when the texture is kind of, and the polygons are a little blocky.
Yeah, it just looks awful. And so I wouldn't pay gold or real life money for it.
Yeah, me either.
I kind of like what they're going for, because they even say in their blue post that the point of the thing is that people want a way to convert real money into WoW gold, but you know they discourage the whole practice of buying it from gold farmers, and so they're trying to figure out a way to do it in a way that they deem safe and legal.
Yeah.
Right, not going against the terms.
I mean, obviously, I agree with them in that, you know, buying gold from gold farmers is a bad thing. I don't think that you should be able to essentially buy gold from Blizzard themselves, because they've always been very much like of the mindset that real life money is not ever going to give you an in-game advantage. And in this way, they're like, well, real life money is getting you an in-game pet, which you can now sell for an in-game advantage of gold. So I'm, you know, it's sort of blurring the line, and I can see why people are like, you know, annoyed about that or what have you. I think it sets a bad precedent, but as it stands, I think it's so nasty, ugly that I don't know who would buy it for gold or for cash. Well, that's just my two cents.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's not, maybe that's part of the reason that it's not as cool as it could be. I mean, that would be a decent reason to not make it phenomenal. It's not like it's rag or it's anything having to do with other games, because then it would be worth, maybe it would be worth more if it were cooler. I don't know. It's weird.
Would be kind of nice if, like, when you bought the pet, you had the option of, okay, give me this pet on all my characters I ever made, but it'll be BOP, or give me the BOE edition so I can just get one and sell it.
Yeah, you could do that too. A lot of people are saying that, you know, it's not going to be worth anything at the AH because it's going to be so easy to get. Like, that's one of the reasons why it's so easy the mounts from the trading card game are so expensive, because they're so rare. So I guess that the economy will need some time to balance that stuff out.
I'm sure at first it'll be... I'm not sure. How much is it going to cost? Like
$10.
$10.
That seems so much.
For $10? Combat pet. No, but they're all $10.
Yeah, I mean, they all seem expensive. And again, for something that I feel, and maybe it's just me, but it seems not nearly as cool as a lot of the other ones that have been released.
Yeah, it's definitely not as cool as, you know, the Pandaren Monk or... Or, yeah, Little Ragnaros. Or Little KT, or...
I have the monk. He was definitely worth $10.
Definitely. I completely agree. I love my little monk. I got my monk as a Christmas present from my real life friend, the Rusted Druid. She tends to buy me stuff at the Blizzard store instead of like anything else. And that's okay. I'm good with that.
See, that I like, though, where instead of like if they were saying, well, I wish we had a way to give them as presents to people, do they do that so you can buy it for other accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that seems reasonable. I think making it BOE is asking for trouble.
Yeah, I think it sets a bad precedent, but it really depends on how popular they're going to be, you know?
Yeah, I guess only time will tell, realistically.
And yeah, so that'll bring us into Slash Raid. Madge, what did we do this week?
What did we do? We did Firelands this week.
Shocking.
I know, right?
Done Firelands every week for like 3+ months.
I know. So, I mean, any given night, maybe it'll be something else. But no, not this week. It was Firelands again. And we cleared, which was good because we only had 2 nights to raid this week.
Yes, we did, because this weekend was Columbus Day in the States.
Right, the more important day that we're about to mention.
And Canadian Thanksgiving, which, right. by the way, is the real Thanksgiving.
Which, by the way, is a fake holiday in general. So, but we got down all the same heroics that we got down, that we have down already, so nothing
that was
bad
nice.
About that.
That was very nice.
We one-shotted... Who did we one-shot?
Beth Talak.
Yeah, didn't we one-shot two of them?
And Shanox, but no. I mean, that's
not exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently the goal or the key to winning on Beth Talak is to constantly have me popping the engorged broodlings.
You've changed that from having them target you the last time because they were targeting me this week.
Yes, and yet I was the dumb ass popping them the whole time.
I couldn't get both. I mean, I would have died.
Yes, no, I know. So, like, I took one for the team. It seems when I take one for the team, in that sense, we win.
Well, how about that?
Hooray.
Good luck eating engorged broodlings for the rest of the expansion.
I know, it makes me really sad. I don't like doing that job. I'm not particularly good at it.
Are you complaining about a job?
I am.
I have a job on every single fight.
Listen,
right?
that's because you're you, and I hate you, and I make you do the jobs.
Listen, I don't mind doing the jobs. That's why.
Speaking of jobs... We may have trouble if you're the designated fire trap setter offer.
Well, when I'm exploding as well. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll be exploding on top of you every time.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thanks.
I'm going to chase you around the platform. And that is a promise. You better be recording it when that happens.
Okay. I will definitely record it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. You be ready.
What else did we do? We pulled Heroic Domo once. Because we were running out of time, but we pulled him once and we got him down to about 81%.
That's good on a first pull, right?
Before Searing Seeds blew us the F up.
Still my favorite way for a raid to wipe because it's like instantaneous death. It's so phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty true. It's a very quick way to wipe. Because we sort of misjudged how long between jumps. And we said after the 8th jump will collapse. Not a good plan, because then the 9th jump was right in the group.
Delicious. So,
7 jumps for next time. 7 jumps.
7. 7 jumps. How many scorpions did we have? Was it 1 or 2?
Well, the seeds come out on the second scorpion.
No. Right. But no. I mean, how many slashes on the first scorpion?
Oh, we didn't take any, because we didn't have... We didn't have a... A prop pally with Ardent Defender.
I thought it was 1. I guess it wasn't.
No, it was 0. And then we ran the F out, and then he started leaping in cat form on people.
Oh, well.
Good times.
Yep.
All right, and with that, we'll move into the guild tab. Mylana is not a member of Apotheosis, but he is a member of Choice of Skywall, choiceguild.com.
.com.
And he's one of my guildies there. He's combat rogue. And I believe that Magic has a few questions for you.
Well, the first question would be if you can tell us a little bit about the history of your tune.
I don't remember exactly when I first made Mylana, because I know she wasn't my first character. I was in like one of my early years of college, and I had a couple buddies who I think I had already had a WoW account, and then they were a little interested in the game, so they got copies too, started their own accounts, and then we decided, okay... We're all gonna roll night elves, and we're all gonna just party together, and level up and quest and do dungeons and you know all that good fun stuff. So I made a rogue. I made Mylana. Whenever possible, and you know they felt up to it, I'd be like, hey, let's all get on our characters. Let's go do some shit. So that's basically what we did, all the way up until level like 40-ish.
That seems sort of typical when people make a group consisting of like them and their friends.
Yeah, and that lasted up until one of my friends just kind of stopped taking interest, and my interest only actually grew, and I wound up taking Mylana up to level 60 fairly quickly, actually, for the time. I think I got maybe 4 levels in a weekend, which back then was a pretty big deal.
That is impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
My other two, the two friends I started out with, they've long since quit the game, from what I understand. Then I don't remember exactly everything I did, but I know that at one point, I started out on the server Eridar, which is a PvP server. And one of the things I did eventually was I joined a guild called the Guardians. And I liked the guild a lot. They were full of great people, you know, fun-loving, some wacky, some serious, you know, just everything you can think of. And they were like the top, I think, they were like the third best, maybe second best guild in the server at the time. And the only thing I really remember doing with them, like seriously, was an Onyxia raid, the original Onyxia raid.
Nice.
Funny thing, funny story, it was my first time in there. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. You know, I just had some basic gear that maybe came from, I think, Blackrock Spire and just various other greens and blues that I had, you know, tacked on. Back then, I wasn't near as serious a raider as I am now, so I had no notion of hit cap, no notion of crit, haste, whatever. It was just gear. I had buttons to press. I had a boss to kill. That was pretty much it.
It works.
I miss the old days sometimes.
Yeah, right.
So we go in there. It takes a few tries. We get her down. They say, okay, roll on the head. I roll. I get 100.
Yeah.
First time in there. I get her head.
Wonderful.
Nice.
So then, and then I go ahead. I take the head back to Stormwind, and I took the, I believe it was the agility necklace. Yeah, it was the agility necklace. And I believe I still have that in my bank to this very day.
Excellent. That is a great story.
Yeah, it is.
And I still have the, what is it? The Drakefire amulet, the attunement item.
Hells yeah. Right on.
Sometime after that, I think I had stopped playing the game either out of boredom or because I had more important stuff to do. I don't really remember. But that was around the time the BC came out. I went up to about level 66, and then I just was like, I stopped. I don't really remember why. And then back around the time of when Wrath of the Lich King released is when I picked the game up again. I rocketed my way through Northrend. Eventually, I got into Choice. Yeah, I've been raiding with them ever since.
Very cool.
Yeah, definitely. We actually may have encompassed, I don't know, your favorite WoW memory, if it was the only one or not.
Nope, actually you didn't.
Oh my goodness, excellent. Well, I'm excited to hear another wonderful story.
All right. I gave this a lot of thought, and I thought about the Onyxia thing, but that wasn't quite it. So, my favorite WoW memory is, coincidentally enough, with Choice, and also coincidentally enough, when Madrana was there.
Uh-oh.
For the first time.
This can only end hilariously.
But ultimately, I'm going to go with the day that we killed heroic Professor Putricide.
Nice. Solid choice.
Because I think we spent almost as much time, if not more, on him than we did on normal Lich King when we were first up to that. And I think Putricide might have just been a bigger thorn in Choice's side.
That was a crappy boss. I mean, like, no, don't get me wrong. I actually really love the encounter, but some parts of it were just ridiculous. I remember this one point in Choice where the Unbound Plague got passed to Thorn, who's a balanced druid. And just as it was, like, leaving him, or just as his debuff of having it, like, was wearing off or something like that, Professor Putricide casts the new plague, and it's on Thorn again. And it's like, what the F? How is that even possible? But it's because, I went digging through the logs, it's because even though Thorn had passed off the plague in the, like, 0.2 seconds that he didn't have the recently had the plague debuff, that's the exact moment when Putricide cast Unbound Plague on a new target, and he can't put it on a target who's debuffed or who already has the plague. And so, 0.2 seconds, and there you go. Thorn has the plague again.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I'm, like, complaining out the wazoo. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is such a bad encounter. No, no, no.
Yeah, that encounter really made everyone just want to face desk.
This was kind of answered as well, wasn't it? The third question being why you joined Choice.
Well,
I'm going to go into some details, I guess.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I didn't immediately join Choice first when I transferred over. When I transferred over, I had actually transferred over to Skywall, I think it was around the time of... It had to be around the time of Old War. And the first guild that I had joined, actually, was called Internecine. Yeah, I was in that guild from Old War up until about the Plague Wing of ICC. And they were fairly good people. They were definitely decent players, though it felt more like there were 20 good people and 5 bleh. we got through some good stuff, and you know, it was nice for a while, but then towards the end, high and dry without a proper raiding guild. And at the time, it was pretty much my options were like, were Disconnected, Driven to Conquer, Phoenix Rising, Dirt, Choice. I gave it a couple of little thought, and it just so happened that at the time, we have a Death Knight in the guild. His name is Armistice. He is the husband of the GM, and he used to use a Fury Warrior named Talus. In fact, some of us don't call him Talus just because he used that one more often back in the day. He was standing, I think, at the bottom of the bank steps in Dalaran. And I saw him, and I saw the Choice tag, and I was like, huh, I've heard of Choice. They're not really well known, but they're known for doing, you know, fairly good, but otherwise the members try to usually keep to themselves, or they're not, like, you know, very well known across Skywall, at least, or something. So I walked up to Talus, and I said, oh, hey, you're in Choice, aren't you? He's like, yeah. Could you use a rogue? And he was like, well, maybe. We're always looking for, you know, exceptional players. Go to choiceguild.org.
Oh, my goodness. That's mind-blowing. That was just said, by the way.
Did I say .org or that?
Yeah,
I just...
.org.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, at the time.
Yeah, we used to be .org.
They are now choiceguild.com. .com.
.com.
Yes.
Soon we'll be choiceguild.xxx. Shh.
Awesome.
No, I'm kidding. So anyway...
but he's not. Seriously. He's gonna... just wait.
And we'll have shirtless pictures of Zanya and everything.
Oh, no one needs to see that.
I don't even know if that's funny, but I'm laughing anyway. So
that's not good.
We like it.
So yeah, I just went ahead and I followed his instructions. I said, okay, I'll go check it out. Checked it out, posted an app, and they're like, okay, we'll look you over. And yeah, they looked me over, they interviewed me, took me in, and I was kind of on edge. I was like, oh man, I feel like I know I've been doing good DPS. So I was really nervous and worried, but eventually, you know, after like the 3-week or 4-week trial period, I don't remember how much it was, they accepted me, and they were like, all right, yay, clap, hey, Milana.
All right, good stuff. Let's see, what do you like to do in-game besides raid?
Actually, not very much. I mean, these days, I pretty much, that's all I come online to do is raid. Though... For a while before, like, I guess, within the past, like, year, I was big on two things. I was big on alts, and I was big on achievements. Like, on Mylana, back in Wrath, I had made myself three goals that I wanted to reach. One was to get the over 9,000 achievement.
Yeah.
And I got that.
Congrats.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The second goal was to get the insane title.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That's savage.
That one, I still haven't completed, but I have the, I think, the the hardest part done, because I got exalted with the Shatar before they were removed. No, not Shatar.
Shendralar.
Yes, that's it. I got exalted with the Shendralar before they were removed.
Nice.
Yeah, that had to be the absolute worst. Just getting the pristine black diamonds and all the tomes and having to trying to store all those tomes in my guild bank because you can't have more than one on the same tune or something.
Oh yeah, nasty, nasty stuff.
Yep. So, yeah, I got Shendralar. I got... Did I get Ravenhold? No, I didn't. I still...
And you're a rogue?
I know, it's shameful. But I do have a ton of lockboxes sitting on my bank vault right now.
Well, at least you got that.
Yeah, and I got Darkmoon Fair.
Nice.
So really all I'm missing are the goblin factions. Oh, and that's right, and I got to honored with Bloodsail Buccaneers at one point.
Very, very nice. Yeah, so you're close. You can finish that off pretty well, not pretty easily, but...
Easily. I don't know if that word ever applies in that achievement. Quote-unquote easily.
Yeah, I just need to grind my way to Exalted with the Goblins, and I think that's the end of it. There might be one more that I've... Oh, and I need to finish off Ravenhold. I need to submit all the lockboxes. And then the third goal was to have one of every class at level 80. Of course, given this Cataclysm, now that would be 85. That one I didn't finish either, because I sort of underestimated two things. One, I underestimated how boring I would find some classes, and two, I underestimated how boring it would be to run through the same stuff over and over and over again.
And
over
again.
Just leveling one character through the same dungeons.
Yeah. And so, let's see, as it stands right now, I have an 85 rogue, obviously, an 85 paladin, an 85 warrior, an 85 death knight, an 83 mage, an 81 shaman, a 74 priest, a 72 warlock, a 70 druid, and a 60 hunter.
That, sir, is quite impressive.
So yeah, that's my altaholic-ness, which more or less has died down. And as for my achievement whoring, that pretty much stopped a while ago too, once I got around 10,500-ish. And really the only achievements I even really care about now are anything that gets me titles or mounts or pets or, you know, just the extra rewards.
Titles are awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty, our quirky question tailored to you. And I'm sure we'll touch more on this in general chat, but I know you started playing your Holy Paladin as your main in Cataclysm. Was this in part because of burnout, like being tired of your rogue, or was it more directly related to the fact that Choice seems to always need a Holy Paladin? You can apply now at choiceguild.com.
Okay. I did that more because of the Holy Paladin problem.
It is a problem.
Yeah, I don't really understand what it is about Holy Paladins. I mean, I don't know if this is a WoW-wide thing or just Skywall or Choices problem or what, but it just seems like Holy Paladin is maybe not the rarest healer in the game, but at least one of the more complex ones, and people just can't seem to grasp, you know, and do correctly, or at least not do, you know, good or good enough for Choice.
I gotta say that some of the people who have applied to Choice in the past as a Holy Paladin just make me facepalm. That said, the latest crop are not so bad. It's just, you know, reliability issues, connection issues, all sorts of things like that. It's kind of sad. It's like these people are actually, you know, decent players, and it's like, oh, but, you know, you're DCing, or, you know, real life has come up and you have to stop playing or whatever. But, you know, so I can understand feeling that need, that I've done that too.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I think since I had joined Choice, let's see, pretty much from that time that I had joined up until now, I believe we've went through 1, 2, 3, 4, probably I'd say 6 or 7 Holy Paladins in total.
Easily.
The reason that I stepped up to fill the role was because at the time, I don't think it was just Holy Paladins that we were really suffering with. I think it might have been healers in general, but Holy Paladins especially. One of my favorite alts is my Paladin, Vordred. I mean, and you know this yourself, I mean, even back in Wrath of the Lich King, healing was one of my favorite things to do on Vordred, and I thought I did it, you know, pretty well. I'm not really sure why I picked Paladin as opposed to any other type of healer, or even why I went with healer in the first place, but I would have to say it's probably because I felt like a Paladin is probably one of the most, if not the most, versatile healer out of them all, and is one, you know, the only other one that can probably be more versatile is the Druid, in the sense that not only do you have a wide kit of abilities for many different situations, but you also have the ability to switch specs, you know, since we've gotten dual spec, and become essentially another role.
That's quite true. Just us and Druids, really.
Yeah, so that might have been why I went with Paladins, with Paladin Healer. I said to myself, all right, I'm super sick of these Holy Paladins that come in and just really have no idea what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, current.
Hey!
Sorry.
Jackass.
So yeah, I was just super sick of these Holy Paladins who come in and don't know what the hell they're doing and are doing, like, I don't know, maybe 5k HPS on the meters, or they're letting people die. They're not throwing out bubbles. They're not using their cooldowns, whatever the problem is. And then they roll on, and then they get gear, and then they're still bad, and they're just not contributing really what should be contributing. And I was even saying to myself, you know, I could bring in my alt right here, right now, and outdo you. You know, I could heal circles around you. I could do twice your HPS. And I think when the opportunity came up, I just said to myself, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to switch to my alt, and outdo all these other people who've come in and just tried to act all pro and just pretend like they know what they're doing. And I showed them.
Yeah, you were definitely very good.
Yeah, and I mean, for instance, I forget the name of the person who did this, but the chest off of Magma dropped at one point, the one that has Spirit and Haste.
The Breastplate of Avenging Flame. Hot!
Whoa.
Yes. And at the time, we had two Holy Paladins in the group. Two, not just one. And neither of them took it.
What?
I don't remember exactly. Maybe one of them had it, but I know one of them at least could have used it. I think he was using the crafted Holy Paladin chest at the time, and he could have rolled on this and taken it and used it, but he did not.
Failure.
Yes, that's pretty much what I was saying. And when we asked him, you know, dude, this is an upgrade for you. Why are you not taking it? I believe his reasoning was, oh, I don't like spirit, or oh, I prefer crit over spirit, or oh, I already have the crafted chest. I don't need that. And I was like,
yeah, my jaw just dropped like into the apartment below me.
Yeah, I wanted to reach through my monitor and like just grab his neck.
So, long story short, Mylana is a good Holy Pally, and others were not.
Basically.
Nice.
Whoosh, whoosh. General chat?
All right, that'll bring us into general chat. Our topic this week is burnout. What is it? How to avoid it? How to deal with it? And such like. I know that for myself personally, I have experienced burnout kind of once, I would say.
Once.
And I pushed through it. And that was made possible by the fact that I left my extremely toxic guild environment and went to Choice at choiceguild.com. And yeah, so I mean, just the change in the situation I was in prevented me from wanting to, you know, just never play ever again, because I was really close. So for me, I just pushed through it, got a new, you know, environment, and everything was peachy keen. But for a lot of people, that doesn't really seem to be what happens. I know that Mylana here has been through some burnout himself and has taken extended breaks from the game. And so to him, I would ask, how do you do that, dude?
Well, I guess it sort of depended on the situation. But I know for the first time I burned out, well, it may not have even been burnout. It might have been real life problems. But either way, first time I'd say I burned out was when, in the middle of Burning Crusade, I got up to level 66, and then I just said to myself, "I'm not having fun with the game anymore. I'm done." And I just completely self off, or maybe my family did. I don't remember what it was. I stopped, and then I didn't pick up again until Wrath of the Lich King. That's a bit of an extreme, I admit. And I wouldn't really recommend that if you really have, you know, a lot of ties to the game, like a raiding guild or a lot of friends or something. But at the time, I didn't, so it was okay.
Gotcha.
Right, so then I came back into the game around Wrath of the Lich King, like I said, and probably the next time I experienced burnout was... Actually, you know what? Probably the next time that I've had burnout personally is actually fairly recently. Probably around the time, like in the middle of Tier 11, I stopped working with my alts. I stopped chasing achievements, and I just pretty much would come onto the game simply for the raiding, because the raiding is the part that I actually find probably most fun about the game. And that's mostly because of Choice, because they are they're a great bunch of people. They're very funny, quirky, but they're serious when they need to be, especially Zerathorn.
Yes.
And, you know, it's always, and while it is very frustrating when you're dealing with new content, new bosses, all that stuff, it's always so great when you get the triumphant, "Yeah, we downed him, yeah, screw that bastard."
It's true. Reading is an incredible, for me anyway, an energizing activity. What bogs me down these days is organizing crap, which is why I love going over to Choice Raid twice a week, just because I don't have to organize anything over there, and I can just focus on healing, and I'm practicing basically at getting better for when I then go back and have to play the raid leader and stuff. So for me, raiding has always been the energizing part of the game, and it's if I can't raid or I don't want to raid, that's when the entire game sort of seems completely pointless to me. Not that it's not normally, you know, pointless to most people, I think. I think I take my WoW a little seriously now and again.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Just a little.
Just a tad.
What about you, Madge?
When I think it's happened twice. Once was in vanilla. And it was when I ended up, we weren't able to do anything. I actually had my own guild for a long time, the Ashen Order of Bogarden, which we had everyone in for a bit there. Did you just sigh at my guild? Is that what you just
No.
did? You are a bad person. That guild is like my family. I don't even know what that means, but so I had that, and everyone was like, "Oh, well, we should, you know, do..." I don't even know if we were talking about raiding back then. We had maybe 10, 15 people in our guild, and they're like, "Oh, we want to do more stuff," and blah, 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 and like, "We should recruit," and I was like, "Well, listen, I don't really want to do that, and so if we can get... if you guys can get more people in here by a certain time, then..." I had discussed merging with Faded Heroes. I forget who I had discussed it with. Maybe it was Jamie?
Oh my god, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, Caillou, I forget. Oh, maybe it was Caillou. I think Caillou was in our guild first. Yeah, so it was probably Caillou. And he had some contact over there, and it said, well, we could merge guilds. And I said, well, if we don't get enough people by... It was March 20th. I made it my birthday, which, by the way, is March 20th. Then we're going to merge with them. And it didn't happen, and we merged, and I actually quit playing for a while. It was also around the same time I got my epic mount, like epic riding speed, which was totally badass. And I borrowed gold from... I think maybe it was Caillou.
Nice.
Caillou or Jamie, and I don't remember. And I bought it, and I paid them back before I stopped playing. Yeah, that would have been pretty douchey. And so I stopped playing for a while, and then I came back into Faded Heroes because Crypt Kicker and David Storm and Morningwood were all over there.
Jersey.
And, Jersey, yeah. And they were all over there, so I came back to play then. And that's the first time I had burned out. And there, I could kind of go into the I'd sort of accomplished my goal. It's like epic riding was the end game for me, you know? It's the last thing I could accomplish that was really hard that I could kind of do myself. Like, so...
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
And so that was that. And then later I got back into it. I kind of forget why, if I had just naturally started playing again. And then I started playing again, and we did... Faded Heroes and Chillin and Apotheosis, or Ashen Order was in there somewhere. And after Apotheosis fell apart from 25s, then we started doing 10s, and then I burned out then as well and stopped playing. And I think it was having sort of the same thing, was just not as much fun anymore after we had a lot of our core people leave.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, and then I came back for the random dungeon finder, actually, when I started running random dungeons with you and Fog. That's why I came back.
Those were kind of fun. Yeah, to go through and like do like Gundrak in like 14 minutes with the extra boss.
Yeah, and so I started, and that's when I started playing my Death Knight, and it was sort of something totally different, and it was kind of a nice return without... It was something different while still being the same. You know, I was able to keep playing the game that I wanted to, in addition to experiencing it in sort of a different light. And that was able to not have me burn out. And I haven't even felt close to that yet, like burning out wise. Well, I wouldn't say it's inevitable for everybody, even though sometimes people will get pangs or flashes of you know, being like, well, this is, you know, just too much of whatever. And it's not to say that I've never thought that. I mean, it's crossed my mind, but it's never been a serious thought, you know? Gotcha. I haven't gotten to the point where I've been seriously considering, like, oh, no, I just can't handle this anymore. This is not fun for me. And well, I think that's good.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Selfishly speaking. I put it out there on Twitter asking people what they felt about burnout and such. And we got a bunch of replies. I won't go into all of them, but of note is Pliers, who is a pally in the guild Edge of Garona. They are 6 of 7 hard modes, 25 man. They are a pretty progress guild. And Derevka, formerly of Tales of a Priest, is in that guild as well. Mel of Edge, from Edge as well. So Pliers replied to me saying that burnout is caused by a lack of tangible goals and not meeting your expectations.
Yes.
And that you need something to work towards and something to reward your effort, or the lack of purpose starts to weigh heavily. And he's always continued on through the burnout. But he imagines that most people consider burnout something that causes you to stop playing. So, you know, when your guild takes a break, or if you're maybe in a leadership position and you're dealing with all of that crap, you know, that sort of thing can cause or at least add to burnout. For him particularly, those things, as well as Wrath releasing with only Nax really to raid, and that sort of thing, that really added to his own burnout. So definitely check out Pliers on Twitter. It's Pliers and then the letter, or the number 1. So at Pliers1, we'll link it on blessingfrost.com. I found that was a really interesting comment that he said.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the definition of the game, right? Where it's funny because it's almost linking back to that blog post you did. But you need the reward to, you know, the goal of the game. And so once you're getting nothing from the game anymore, then it's a chore, or it's, you know, it's not enjoyable. And what's the point of paying money or, you know, sitting down and raiding for X number of hours a week when you are getting nothing out of it?
Yeah, exactly. Wox also chimed in. He said that burnout is placing far too much emphasis on one activity as a method of interaction, personal fulfillment, or a mask for deeper troubles. And I was like, yeah, okay, I can see that.
I would say that one thing that's kind of helped me not just completely shut WoW out of my life is once I realized that I didn't really want to come into the game very much anymore, and I just didn't enjoy what I was doing anymore. You know, I kept my commitment to choice, obviously, and I still will for, you know, until such a thing happens that will prevent me from doing so, or until, you know, the game just becomes that unfun, which hopefully won't happen anytime soon. But another thing that's helped me really stave off that thought or that urge, action, whatever, is looking outside of the game. Because, you know, just because you pay $15 a month for WoW, and just because you may have a lot of friends or, you know, interactions within the game, that doesn't mean you have to play only that game. And, you know, it's okay to only log in for, like, you know, raid times or maybe an hour a day or whatever. There are other things that you can do with your time, and you don't have to feel guilty about that at all. Like, for instance, that's why I picked up League of Legends. That's why I picked up Minecraft. That's why I, you know, do random artsy stuff every now and again for my deviant art. I expand my horizons. I do other things, and I find that's really a good thing, you know, not just to keep yourself from burning out, but just a good thing for you in general to have a lot of variety in your free time.
I completely agree, as does Borsk of Borsk.com. He's on Twitter as E_man41. He said, see my profile pic, which is him playing hockey. Any physical activity is good for stress and burnout relief. Vidyala, our buddy who's the GM of Business Time, says that she avoids burnout by delegating, which is something I could probably stand to do more of, taking occasional short 3 to 4 day breaks, and playing non-WoW games when it starts to be a chore. Another person says that they take at least 1, maybe 2 days off during the week to do crafty stuff or play non-WoW games. That's Ryan at RHYANE on Twitter. Stellary on Twitter says that the biggest cause of her burnout was the fact that she didn't communicate what she was feeling to her officers, and that snowballed and led to her eventual disconnect from the game. There's a lot of ways to sort of stave off that sort of burnout, and there's a lot of ways to sort of prevent the burnout. You know, talk to your officers, talk to your in-game friends, talk to them about what maybe they do. If you still want to continue to raid in a team environment or PvP in a team environment, and you don't want to let those people down by, you know, burning out, talk to them and find out what they're doing to keep the game fresh for them. You know, if that's something that you're interested in. If, of course, you just want an excuse to leave the game, well, then go ahead and leave the game. But I find it really interesting that a lot of people just have a lot of different ways of sort of coping with WoW with WoW burnout, I guess. I know that I spent a lot of time out of the game, but I spent a lot of time managing the guild out of the game, so I don't know if you can really count that as me getting time off. But for me, time off is getting to play the game. But I haven't been burnt out since I was in that early nasty environment back on Proudmoore, so I know that I've just found ways to keep the game fresh, and a lot of that has to do with the people with whom I play, like Magic.
Yep.
Sadly. It's so sad that I get so much pleasure from yelling at you.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, if you played other games, then maybe you could yell at me in other games, but there's so much time, you know, in those hours that you would have to yell, you know, during WoW raids. And plus you have people that do it, other people that do it as well.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Diablo 3 is coming soon.
Diablo 3, that is true. Yeah, lots of distractions. Lots of distractions. One other thing I wanted to say is that Num, our guildie who does the intro for us, he wrote a blog post about burnout and how logging in can be exhausting, where you just like log in and idle in a city for an hour and log off without doing anything, where the only gear left to drop for you is on bosses that you'll never see. And it basically happens when there is nothing left to fuel your play and the excitement is gone. And I can see that WoW, that Blizzard tries to like counteract that by introducing dailies, titles, pets, etc., achievements. But I don't know about you guys, but I feel like they're not doing a great job.
Did you say dailies as in the opposite of trying to get me to log in every day?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
No, but like a lot of people like doing their dailies. A lot of people like doing their achievements. There's a lot of different ways, a lot of different hooks. And we were talking about this a few episodes ago. I think it was with Takari. But like they try to like lure you in, but it just seems like you have to really make your own goals in the game. Despite all the built-in, you know, achievements and bells and whistles, you really have to make your own goals. And if you don't have a goal that's inspiring you, that's driving you to completion, then you're not going to be enjoying yourself while playing the game.
Well, you could always do what the people on, say, YouTube do. There's a bunch of people who take the game and do something very different with it. So you have the people who do, like, machinima or, I don't know, maybe, like, WoW fan art or just other very creative things that involve WoW, but don't exactly involve playing the game, at least not in the usual sense.
Oh, there is that too. There are like a lot of pastimes and hobbies that can be found within WoW, whether it's machinima or fan art or, you know, just playing the game differently, like maybe PvPing instead of raiding or raiding instead of PvPing and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different ways to stave off that burnout. There are a lot of ways to avoid it. But ultimately, it comes down, I think, to you being interested in what you want to do in the game, finding that thing that you want to do in the game, and finding what makes it sticky for you, whether it's your friends or that thing that you want to do in the game or that achievement that you want or whatever that is. It's really something that you have to connect to personally, I think.
One last piece of advice, if you're already going through like burnout or starting with it or whatever, do not take on more of the same. So for instance, one thing that happened to me is one day someone, the GM of Hallowed Be Thy Name, came up to me and said, "Hey, you have a good holy paladin. How would you like to raid with us like once or twice a week on your holy paladin and get some good..." get some good 10-man progression going. And me, stupid little me, I said, okay, fine. But then shortly after I did that, I realized, oh, this means I have 2 more days of raiding.
Sucker.
Luckily, I got out of that fairly quickly. It was like 2, maybe 3 weeks in, I realized, okay, if I continue doing this, I seriously will burn out. I will absolutely hate this game, and then I will not even log on at all, and that would be very unfair to Choice, so I'm out of here.
Yeah, fair enough. That'll bring us into shoutouts. We don't have any new reviews on iTunes. What the F? Guys, come on, read us up. Give us 5-star reviews. We will read them. We will shout out to you on the podcast. You can also submit stuff to us at podcast@blastingfrost.com. So for me, I have no shout outs this week. Oh, Mylana, how about yourself?
Well, of course, I have to shout out to pretty much all of Choice Guild, obviously, www.choiceguild.com.
Excellent.
Awesome.
And even though I know she doesn't listen to this, maybe I'll link her the episode when it's up, but I will shout out to my fiance, Catherine. I love you very much.
Aww.
That's cute.
That's sweet.
I don't know if I'll ever do that.
To your fiance?
Yeah, she would never get through this part of the podcast anyway, so it's all right. My shout out is to the people that played League of Legends with me last night. I guess I'll go through it on their WoW names, some of which are known, like Void and Day, two of which are less known, which is Nomadic or Palantir from back in the day,
Pal.
And Fodder. Who
did
some
you really,
people may or may not
you did
know.
Not just
oh,
shout out to Fodder on my podcast.
Oh, it's done. And I loved it. He was there, and he was awesome. Some great Heimerdinger work, my friend. Phenomenal.
I have to get your LOL name, so you can shout out to me.
I will.
Oh, God. Okay. And we'll move on into the tip of the week. The tip of the week is burnout. Just be aware of it. Just know how to stave it off. Know when it's time for you to go, if that is indeed where you need to go.
Know when you're feeling it coming, because no one else is going to know, you know, unless you're, you know, actively talking to people about it. You just don't want it to become overwhelming all at the same time, because it's really likely to just be like something's going to snap and you're just going to be like, all right, I'm done. That's it.
Yep. We would love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. We are still also taking any bumpers. Come on, guys. Be creative for us. Make a bumper for us. We'd love one for Lore Master, Hotfix, Slash Raid, Guild Tab, General Chat, shoutouts, and the tip of the week. Send them to podcast@blessingoffrost.com. So let us know what you thought. You can also follow Apotheosis Magic and myself on Twitter. Follow at Apotheosis ET, at Majity, that's MAJJITY, and at Kern Moog. Leave comments and rate us up on iTunes.
Don't leave us, stay. We want you all.
Mylana, thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have anything you'd like to pimp out, like a blog or a Twitter or your DeviantArt?
Sure, why not? My DeviantArt is Matthias, that's MATHIAS dash Schnell, SECHNELL dot deviantart.com. I'll give you the link so that you can put that up later. It's hard to spell and everything, so whatever.
Excellent.
So yeah, visit that. I've been updating it fairly recently. It's not much, but hey, maybe you'll get a laugh out of it.
Very cool. I guess that brings us to the end of our 37th episode. I'm Kern.
I'm Moana.
I'm Magic.
Until next time, stay frosty.
37.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.